Begin the current daf, Mesechtes Menachas daf Ayin Gimel. Begin on the bottom of Ayin Beis Amud Beis, and the second line up in the bottom of the Amud. But the Gemara continues the discussion with the previous daf, and that is the Gemara had asked, where do we know the source of the halacha of our Mishnah, which opened up this parak, Eilu Menachas Nekmatzes, that the Menachas, the Shireim, the leftovers are eaten by the Kehanim. So the Gemara wondered, what do you mean? There are some psukim that explicitly say that they're eaten by the Kehanim, and even those that are not, we have a general pasuk that includes all Menachas, that the leftovers are eaten by the sons of Ar. So on that, the Gemara explained, no, the question is specifically in those that are se'irim, that are barley, like the Menachas Kanois, there are certain ones that are brought, like the Omer. That, the question is, that general pasuk is talking about the general types of Menachas, which are brought from chidin, from wheat. How do we know that of barley? And specifically, our question is according to Rabbi Shimon, who we find that he holds that even though there are those that are nekmatzes, that still the shirayim won't be eaten, like he holds by the Menachas Kaiteya of the Kehanim. By the Chacham, yes, we don't find if the Sarim are going to have Kemitza, of course the rest are going to be eaten by the Kehanim. But Rabbi Shimon holds you could have those that are in the Kemitzas and still the rest are not eaten by the Kehanim. So therefore, according to Rabbi Shimon, what's the source for Sarim that those leftovers are eaten by the Kehanim? So as Chizki brought a pasuk in the Yikra, it says, B'chol mincha b'lulu b'shem b'chareva l'chol b'nei arantia. Now, we already know those of Chitin from the general pasuk of Zayis Taira Samincha. What's this pasuk teaching? It's teaching that the Balula of Sa'irim and the Chareva of Sa'irim are also going to have, like the pasuk says, L'chol b'nei arantia, that the leftovers are going to eat by the Kehanim. That's how Gemara continues. It asks, V'hai l'hachi huda asa, as we're going to have a lengthy discussion that we're going to quote from a brisa, that ultimately we're going to see that the Gemara is asking, is this pasuk that we're bringing from Chizkir really teaching this halacha that we're showing the source for Shimon and the Minchas Sa'irim that the leftovers eaten by the Kehanim? Help me boil a look at the Tanya, but you need this pasuk to teach different halachas that are taught in the following brisa. The brisa starts off, the concept that we're talking about is Minayin She'in Cholkim Menachas Keneged Zvachim. How do we know that we don't swap karbanas? Which it starts over the idea is that we don't change the consumption of the menachas with those of animal sacrifice. In other words, a kohen is not allowed to tell his friend, look, you take my portion in the animal sacrifice and I'll take your portion in the flour offerings. How do we know that that is not supposed to be done? It's a continue top of Ein Gimel Min Aleph, Tamalim, that's what the pasuk teaches, where it says, V'chol mincha asher ti'ofa betaner, any flour offering which is baked in the oven, V'chol b'nei Aaron tia, for all the sons of Aaron it should be, ish ka'achav, every man like his brother. Now from the pasuk when it says, L'chol b'nei Aaron, sounds like that, kol b'nei Aaron, all the sons of Aaron, they should eat from it, which is your portion by the mincha you have to eat, and you can't swap it with another kohen with his portion in a zevach, in an animal sacrifice. Which is the most obvious discrepancy that we would, if we're learning out this halacha, that you cannot exchange that for that. Continues the braisa, so yachal lo yechalku menachas keneged zevachim. Okay, if we would be learning out something in the pasuk that says, no, you, everyone has to eat their portion of the mincha, meaning that you can't swap it, so that would be telling us you can't swap a mincha for another portion in an animal sacrifice. The reason for that is, shalei kamu, because we don't find that menachas or flower offerings could take the place, tachtein, in the place of a zevach of an animal sacrifice, bedalas, when the person is poor. Meaning, if let's say someone is obligated in the karbanoil or karmachatas. So, let's say you can't afford it, although there's a concept called carbon oil v'yerid, if you can't afford an animal sacrifice, the halacha then dictates that you bring a bird sacrifice, tarim b'nei yayinu. So we never find that a mincha takes the place of a zevach. Avol yichalku menachas keneged ayfis, but I would say that you could swap a mincha with a bird carbon, shari kamu tachtein bedalas, because when someone is what's called dali dalas, is very poor by the carbon oil of the yard, the mincha takes the place of the bird carbon that he's supposed to bring, as it says in Meikra, v'im loisasa gyod l'shtei sarim, then he brings a mincha. So maybe that they do have a relationship, but one could swap his portion of mincha with that of a bird carbon. Tamalema, that's what Pasuk teaches when it says in this Pasuk, it says many different concepts in this Pasuk. It talks about a mincha that's baked, it talks about minchas macheshas, we're going to see the Bryce expounds each one, and the machavas. Now, so since it says v'chol nasa b'macheshas, it says whatever is made in the deep pan, it also says this term, as Rashi explains, l'chol b'nei Aaron tia, when it says there in the Pasuk, for all the sons of Aaron it should be, it's going back on all these different concepts mentioned in the Pasuk. The mincha that's baked in the oven, and that's in the deep pan, and that in the shallow pan. So when it's saying that this idea that teaches, no, everyone has to eat from this mincha, is teaching another element. We already learned out that you can't switch it with a zevach from the halacha of where it spoke about the minchas ma'afi betana. When it's saying in the Marchesha is also l'chol b'nei Aaron tia, is another dimension that it's saying, that you can't even switch the mincha for a nifas, for your portion in the bird carbon. Now, continues the Braisa. So, Yachalo Yichalku Menachas Kenegrefes. Okay, fine. So, you were thinking, I'll swap a portion in a flower offering for that of a bird offering, because still they're different. Shaloli mini damen, because the bird is a blood sacrifice, where you throw the blood on the Mizbech. Shaloli mini kamachem. And the flower offering is that made out of flour. It's a different element. But Yichalku Eifetz Kenegrefes. You would think that you would still be able to swap the portion in the bird carbon in the animal sacrifice. Shaloli balolo mini damen, because both of them are similar in that they both are sacrificed by the blood being thrown in the Mizbeach. Tamalema, that's what the Pasuk teaches, another element, says Val Machvas, regarding the shallow pan of the flower offering. There also the Pasuk L'chol B'nei Aaron Tia, for all the sons of Aaron should be, where again it's a Ribud Dekra, it's including something else. Now, because we obviously know that the Machvas is like all the other Menachas that we sing, goes to all the sons of Aaron. So if it's not that they all have to eat from their portion, so if it's not teaching anything regarding the Mincha, it would be teaching regarding this other halach of Zvachim and Eifes. Now continues the Braisa. So Yachalo Yichalku Eifes Kenegas Zvachim. Okay, so you would think you can't swap a bird carbon with an animal sacrifice. Why? Because they're different. Shalolu Asiyas Miyad. The bird carbon is done by the hand of the Kohen. That's how Malika, that's how the Shechit is done with his hand. Shalolu Asiyas Mikli. In contrast, a Zevach is done with a vessel. It's done with a knife. Avol Yichalku Menachas Kenegas Menachas. But you think you'd be able to swap one Mincha for a portion of another Mincha. Shalolu Be'ilu Asiyas Miyad. Both of them are made by hand. Tamalema, that's what the Pasuk teaches, B'chol Mincha B'lul B'Shemen. It says another idea. It says, a flour offering that's mixed with oil, they're also L'chol B'nei Aaron Tia. Another Ribui, saying, no, that even that case, you can't swap even one Mincha with another one. Now, Yachalo Yichalku Machvas Kenek Macheshes. Okay, so you would think this, that you can't do one Mincha for another one, would mean, let's say, the flat fried pan one with the deep fried pan one. Or Machesh Kenek Machvas, or the opposite, the deep pan for a shallow pan. Why? Because you'd say, okay, they're still different. Shazu Maseo Kashin, because the flat pan one, the mincha gets hard because it has the runoff of the fried oil. Shazu Maseo Rachin, but the Marcheshes is a very deep pan. There it's soft, that mincha. So they're different. That you can't swap. Aber Yichalku Machvas Keneged Machvas, but you would think you'd be able to swap your portion in this Machvas for that in another Machvas. Or Marchesh Keneged Marcheshes, or from this deep pan to that deep pan one. Tamalema, so teaches another element, says V'chareva, mentions another type of a mincha that says the same L'chol B'nei Aaron Tia, to teach another ribuy, another dimension, that even a mincha that's the same one for another same one, you still can't swap. Continues the Braisa, okay, so Yachalo Yichalka B'Kachi Kachim. So you would think, as we showed, it's across the board, you can't swap anything, even if it's exactly the same type, but maybe that's only in the higher category of Kachi Kachim. For example, Achatzas connected Achatzas, and Ashim connected Ashim. But you would be able to swap and divide by the lower level, like a shlam opposite a different shlam, because the pasuk's only here in the context of mincha that we're teaching all these ribuyim. And the mincha, like the pasuk says elsewhere, is kachim kachim hi. However, how would I know that the isra is even by kachim kalam? Tamalim, as the pasuk teaches over there, it says ish ka'achim, every man like his brother. And after that, the psukim says later on, v'imal taida, and if regarding a carbon taida is kachim kalam. So it teaches Kishem Shein Chalkim Kachi Kachim, just like the previous Pesukim had been telling us, you cannot do the swap by Kachi Kachim, Kachin Chalkim Kachim Kalam, so you can't even swap it by the lower level Karbonis. Now, moreover, when it says in the Pasuk Ish, which it says Ish Ka'achiv, what's it teaching when it's Toman over here that the division of the Karbonis, which in the context here is teaching in Menachas, it tells you Ish Chaylik Vavil Bamum, a man, an adult, he gets a portion in the Karbonis, even if he's a blemished Kayin. But a minor who's not an ish, he doesn't get a portion even if he's unblemished. That's this braisa. So we see from this braisa that the pasuk that we had quoted on the previous daf in Chizkiya, as we had brought that terminology, mincha belula, b'shemen, and chareva, that's teaching some of the halachas that we said that comes to include some of the other ideas that even if it's a machash is connected machavas, or even a machavas is connected machavas, that's what the pasuk teaching that you can't swap. So it's obviously not coming to teach us the halach of Chizkiya, which was telling us that it's teaching us for Reb Shimon how you know that the leftover Mincha Se'orim is eaten by the Kehanim. So says the Gemara, it's not difficult. Hahu, the Braisa that's telling us that it's teaching us this halacha that in Chalkin, that you can't swap one with the other, Mikol Nafka, learns it out from when it says, V'chol Mincha Belula B'Shemen. No, the actual halacha of when it talks about the type of mincha b'lul b'shemen and chareva of this pasuk is teaching that the mincha b'lul of se'orim and the chareva of se'orim that's left over eaten by kahan, like the pasuk there says, l'chol b'nei aron yitiyah. How do we know this halacha that this b'raisa is teaching? That's next to the word kol. That kol is including another halacha, which is this halacha that you can't swap even a machvas to macheshes or even a machvas to machvas. However, the Gemara still asks, but va'fixei l'kad Rabbi Yehuda. But the pasuk is needed for something else, as we taught in the Samach Gimel Mabez. Rabbi Yehuda had said that when one looks at the pasuk, one sees that there's pairs that are mentioned there in the pasuk, which is that this idea of that there's this halacha of b'lul b'shemen and chareva. They're mentioned in pairs. Now, just like B'lul B'Shem HaChareva are totally different, so too, Rabbi Yisbida proves that when it mentions earlier regarding the Mafi B'Taner, that the Chalas and Mekikin are also two totally different things. So that's what the Pasuk is teaching us, this halacha, that to show that they're different and to teach us that not like Rabbi Shimon. So how are we saying we're using this Pasuk for this idea of, to tell you the left of the Sa'urim are eaten by the Kanam? Now, actually, Tosis asks, he says, wait a second, the whole Gemara's discussion, as we mentioned in the previous Dav, is only for Reb Shimon. He said, according to the Chacham, we understand where we're going to know that Sa'irim, since the Nekmatzis, that the leftovers eat by the Kehanim. It's only for Reb Shimon. Now, he disagrees with this opinion of Reb Yisrael Yehuda. So what's the Gemara asking? Use for Reb Yisrael Yehuda. He doesn't hold of that interpretation, that it's teaching only like Reb Yisrael Yehuda, who comes to say that it's teaching regarding the pairs, that they're different and they don't mix together. So Taisa says that, right, what the Gemara here is asking is that if Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda held of the Braisa, how would he expound it if he's already using it for something else? So says the Gemara, Elahu, that's not difficult, because that halacha is mivichal, is that from the extra letter Vav. So you can actually learn out three things from the Pesukim. Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda and this Braisa, one's from Kol and one's from Vichal, from the extra Vav. And the primary halacha is like we taught on the previous daf from Chizkiah, that V'chol Mincha B'lul B'Shem and V'Chareva, what does it mention B'lul B'Shem and V'Chareva? That's teaching regarding the Sa'irim flower offering, which is either mixed with oil or dry, that the leftovers are eaten by the Kahanim. That's the source for Rib Shimon. Now, that was one interpretation, that of Chizkiah. Ravina, he brings a different source. He says, Asya, we learn out that the Minchas Ha'im and the Minchas Kanois, which are brought from Sa'irim, that their leftovers are eaten. How do we know it? It says, when the Tani Levi, like Levi taught in the Brice. The Tani Levi taught, the Pasuk says, regarding the Matnas Kuhn, those gifts that are given to the Kahanim, it says, L'chol Karbanim, for all their Karbanim, L'chol Minchasim, all their flour offerings, L'chol Chatasim, all their sin offerings, L'chol Hashem, all the guilt offerings, that these are going to have gifts that are being given to the Kahanim. Now, when it says, Kol Karbanim, what's that coming to say? All their sacrifices is l'rabis loig shemen shel mitzayra. It's coming to include the loig of oil that the mitzayra brings. That whatever's left over after the sprays, there are certain sprays that are done with that oil. That the rest are eaten by the kahanim. Why do we need a special ribui for that? Because you would have thought to say it says in the pasuk that this should be for you to the kahanim from the holies of the holies. It says mina esh kaser rachmana, from the fire, says the Torah. Now, this leftover oil is not from the fire. It's not burnt on the fire. Regular carbon is burnt on the fire, certain parts, and the rest eaten by the Kahanim. So like it says that they eat from Hashem's table. But here it's not from the fire. Kamash Malan, that's why we need a special inclusionary terminology of L'chol Karban to say that even that, the leftovers the Kahanim get. When it says L'chol Melchasim for all their flour offerings, that's L'rabis Minchas Ha'imer Michetz Kanois, which this is the source that Ravina is bringing from this Brice of Levi. You see clearly a source that the Kahanim eat the leftovers of the barley flour offering of the Eimer, or the barley offering of the suspected adulteresses, the Michetz Saita, the Michetz Kanois. Now, why do you need a special ribui? Says the Brice, you would have thought to say, says in the Pasuk, V'ochlu oisim asher kupa behem amar rachman. Torah says that the Kahanim eat the leftovers of the carbon, which they'll be atoned with, which the exposition of this Pasuk is, what's called Kahanim oichlam abayil miskaprim. The Kahanim eat, and the owners get atonement. Now, so it sounds like from this Pasuk that something that the owner gets atonement, that's what the Kahanim eat. But these menachos, they don't have this halacha because v'hai lahatru ka'asya. The minchas ha'omer is not for atonement; it just comes to permit the new grain to be eaten. V'idach that of the site of the kanois nami lavar ka'asya. It's only coming to verify regarding what happened, but it's not coming to atone. Kamash v'lan. That's why we need a special ribui of l'chol menchasim to teach even the minchas ha'omer, minchas kanois, which that's the source for the question we had on the previous daf. According to Reb Shimon, how are you going to know the minchas ha'omer, the left of the imadikanim, is from this extra ribui of l'chol menchasim? Continues the Braisa. L'chol chatasim, when it says for all their sin offerings, that's l'rabbis chatas o'if, that comes to include the bird chatas. Why do you need a special replay? Sogadai t'chamin in nevela, you would think that it's nevela because the malik is done with it. It's not a shchita. So you think, okay, that's the way the carbon's done, but that the kahanim cannot eat from it. Kamash balan, that is teaching that the leftovers are eaten by the kahanim and that it's valid for them to eat. when it says L'chol HaShamim for all the guilt offerings, that's L'rabbis Asham Nazir, Asham Mitzar, that's coming to include the Nazir's Asham and the Mitzar's Asham. Now the Gemara says Asham Mitzar Behedik said, what do you mean? You don't need a special Ribay for the Asham that a Mitzar brings, who had Saras. Explicitly the Pasuk says, Ki Kechat Tasa Asham Hu LaKayin. So like the sin offering, the guilt offering, it says that it goes to the Kayin. So you don't need a special Ribay. Ella, rather, what the Bryce is saying is L'rabbis Ashim Nazir, we're including the Ashim of a Nazir, that's eaten by the Kohanim, Ki Asham Etzer, not and Asham Etzer, but rather like the Asham Etzer, who, yeah, the Pasuk explicitly says that. Now, why do you need a special Rebbe of the Ashim Nazir? So, G'dat Rimini Yudah thought to say, L'hakshar Ka'asi, by the Nazir, when he brings a carbon Ashim, it only permits him to now cut his hair and to become tummy with a dead person. But it's not something that's coming for atonement, and therefore the Kohen would not eat. Like we said, the Pasuk seems to indicate they get only what brings atonement for the person who's bringing the carbon. Well, that's when you're a special ribui of L'chol Ashamah. Now the Pasuk continues and says, what else do the Kohanim get? Asher Yeshiva, which they will return to me. Zeh Gezla Ger, this refers to if someone stole from a convert, and now he wants to do Hashavas Gzela. So the Pasuk says, Ha'ashem ha'mushav l'Hashem l'Kayin, the guilt which is brought back to Hashem will go to the Kayin, as the Gemara says in Baba Kama, Gezla Kama, that's referring to the Gezla Ger, because there's no Yarshim to give, because he converted, he had no children, he has no relatives, because the Ger Nizgai Kakut and Shanel Dami. So that's another thing that goes to the Kohanim. When it says in the Pasuk, L'chahi ulevanecha, to you it shall be, and for your sons, what it tells you is, Shalchahi ulevanecha, fill the Kaddish Beis Yisha, that these gifts that you're getting should be for you and your sons, even to sanctify, to engage a woman, you could use it for engagement, meaning it's totally your money. Now the Gemara goes and continues with another halacha, but relate back to the halacha of our Mishnah. Amar Rav Huna, he says, as we continue to Amud Beis, Shalmei ha'ivdei kechavim, when a non-Jew vows to bring a carbon shlamim, oilis, actually has the halacha of a carbon ayla where it's not eaten. It's rather totally burnt on the mizbeach. So too, if he donates a mincha, totally gets burnt on the mizbeach. As the Gemara says, ibay se makra, if you want, you can say it's based on the pasuk. Vibay se misvar, if you want, you can say it's based on logic. As the Gemara explains, ibay se misvar, if you want, you can say it's logic. Ayvi kechavim, liba l'shamayim. A non-Jew, his heart is to heaven. Meaning he doesn't understand, especially the Jewish philosophy of karbanos, that there is a relationship between man and God, between heaven and earth, and between physical and the spiritual. When he makes a neder in his heart, even if he's saying it's a shlam, he thinks it totally goes to God, and therefore it should be totally turned on as mizbeach for God. Or v'ibay say makra, if you want, you can say it's based on the pasuk in Vayikra. It says, Asher yakrivu l'Hashem l'ayla, that which will be brought to Hashem, should be a karban ayla. Now this pasuk, as we'll explain later on, is talking about a non-Jew, because the beginning of the pasuk says, ish ish mi beis Yisrael, a man amongst the Jewish people. So what does it say, ish ish? It could have just said ish. The extra ish comes to include a non-Jew. What that comes to tell us is that, kol the mikrevi, like the pasuk says, Asher yakrivu l'Hashem, whatever is going to be sacrificed, ayla lahava, should be a karban ayla, so no matter what karban he brings, it's going to be totally burnt on the mizbeach. However, on this halacha of Rav Huna, Masr Racham Bagur, you ask from the following braisa. Braisa says, Ayvi kechavim shen snadiv lehebi shlam. If a non-Jew donates to bring a carbon shlam, so says the braisa, Nisan Ali Yisrael, if he gives it to a non-Kayan, a Jew, which it's coming to exclude giving it to a non-Jew, because actually we don't feed kachim to a non-Jew, because an oral, an uncircumcised person, which is a non-Jew, is forbidden to partake of kachim, as the Gemara says in Perka Oral and Mesech Zivamas. But it says, if he gives it to a Yisrael, so Yisrael eichlin, so the Yisrael eats it. Nisan l'kain, if he gives it to the kain, ha-kain eichlin, the kain eats it. Which is that it's eaten like other shlam, which is difficult on Rav Huna, who said that even if he's being a shlam, it's not eaten, it's totally burnt on his mezbeach, like an oil. Some Rav says, no, it's not difficult. Hachikam, this is what the Bryce is saying. Amanas sheyiskap ben Yisrael doesn't mean if he gives it from his carbon to the Jew. It means if he's bringing it with the intention that it should be an atonement for a Yisrael, meaning the non-Jew says, let this shlam be sacrificed for that person who I know that he had already made a neder to bring a shlam. Then that Yisrael eichlin, then it's really the Jew's carbon, so he eats it. Amanas sheyiskap ben kain, he's saying, if I want this to be brought to atone for that kain who he has to bring a shlam, so kain eichlin, so then the kain eats it. Where there for sure it's going to be eaten because it's being brought for the Yisrael, for the kain. It's a gift that the non-Jew gives for them to fulfill their obligations, so it's the Jew's carbon, and therefore it's a regular shlam that's eaten. But if a non-Jew brought a shlam, yes, it would be like an oil, it would be totally burnt. But the Gemara continues asking, and this way relates back to our halacha, Masar Rav Shizbi, he asked from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, Eilu menachas nikmatzes, the parak opened up, these are the flower offerings that kmitz are done with it. V'sharem lekahanim, the leftover was eaten by the kahanim. And one of the cases was minchas abdi kechavim, the flower offering of a non-Jew. So obviously you see that the carbon of a non-Jew is eaten. Like we're saying, the sharem are eaten by the kahanim. Some of Yechanan says, lekash, it's not difficult. Ha, Rabbi Yitzhak Lili. Our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yitzhak Lili. Ha, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Fuhin is going like Rabbi Kiva. It's not like learning the Braisa. As we had mentioned, the Pasuk says, it opens up, ish. Now, it could have just said, if a man makes the nether or the dava, he has to bring it. Matam lama, ish, ish, every man. What's the extra word, ish? Says the Braisa, the Rabbi says, Ibdi Gechavim. It's coming to include, even if the man is a non-Jew. That, Shanaidrim Nadarim, and the dava, he saw that he could vow and donate karban. It's just like a regular Jew. When it says that they will bring to Hashem as an oila, so only ela oila says this Tana. So I would only think that he could only bring an oila. Shlamim minayin. How do we know that he could bring a shlamim, which is like the halacha of our Mishnah, which like we're going to say is Rabbi Yisrael Lili, tamalim in the dream. It says their vows, which any vow you can make a neder to bring a shlamim. Now toid minayin. How do we know he could bring a thanks offering to tamalim in advice him? It says what they could donate. You could donate a toid. Minayin l'rabba sa'if is, how do you know to even include a bird carbon, o'ila sa'if, vayayin, or wine for libations, or v'alavayin, or frankincense, v'aitzim, or wood to burn on the mizbeach? Tamalayma, it could have said nidrein, rather it says l'chol nidrein, for all their vows. Nidvaisim it could have said, but rather it says l'chol nidvaisim, for all the nidavas to include all these cases. Now, if that's the case, that a non-Jew could bring all these types of karbanas, why does it say he brings an oila, which sounds like an exclusionary term that you could only bring an oila? Says this Tana, no, what oila is coming to say, when it's a limiting terminology, it's saying oila that's pratla naziris. It's saying that, yeah, he could bring an oila, excluding the carbon of a nazir, his oila. Because since, as we're going to shortly explain, that there's no naziris that takes effect on a non-Jew, so therefore he can't bring the oila of a carbon of a nazir. So what it's saying in the pasuk is that a regular oila the non-Jew could bring, but not the oila of naziris. Because if he takes a vow of naziris, the naziris is not going to take effect on him, because that in the naziris there's an oila and a chatzis and shlamim, and it's coming to say that oila he doesn't bring, and he only brings a regular oila. But shlamim and tayd and all those things, yeah, he could bring that too. That's the Rabbi Yisrael Galili, who he's like the town of Mishnah, who we showed that the minchas abdi kechavim are eaten by the kahanim. Because, yeah, he could bring shlam, he could bring karbanis that leftovers are eaten, it's not just oila. But Rabbi Kiva, I mean, he says, no, the Pasuk says, Ashikriva Hashem la'ayla. As we had mentioned this earlier from Rafuna, that which is sacrificed to Hashem should bring as a oila. And li'ayla bavad. He says, I only know that a carbon oila can be brought by a non-Jew, which is like Rafuna, that he says, no matter what a non-Jew brings, even a shlamim, is going to be as a oila, and our mission is like a different town than Rabbi Yisrael Galili. But the Gemara asks in Rabbi Yisrael Galili, V'hai pratlan naziris, mahacha nafke, is that really so? The way that we know that a non-Jew does not have the carbon oila of a nazir is from here, because it says oila, this oila he brings, but not the oila of a nazir. But mahasan nafke, we learn it from somewhere else, a pasuk in Bamidbar. The pasuk says, Daber el b'nei Yisrael, talk to the Jewish people, but might let me tell them, Ish kiyafli linder neder nozul ahazav, a person is going to take a vow to take a neder to bring a nazir of, to become a nazir of naziris, that then he becomes a nazir, and has all the halachas of a nazir. What that teaches us is that Dabal b'nei Yisrael is b'nei Yisrael noidrin, that only a Jewish person could take a vow of naziris. But a non-Jew cannot take a neder of naziris. So it's obviously from this pasuk that we're learning it, and not from that pasuk of Eila. Says the Gemara, no, imi hasam, as we only learned it out from Asher Kivu Lashem lo'ila, which we had brought before, Havamina carbon hu delay laisi, I would only know that, okay, he can't bring the carbon of naziris. He could only bring a regular oila, not the oila of a nazir. Of naziris chalalai, but we think, okay, but the vow of naziris would take effect on the non-Jew. Kamash v'lam, that's what we learned from this other pasuk of kiyafli, that no, he can't take the neder at all. That the naziris does not even take effect on him, even in the first place. Now, so now that we know this machlekes, it's not difficult in Rav Huna because he's going to Rav Kiva and our Mishnah is like Rav Yisrael Galili. So the Gemara is Keman Oz Lahodet Nan. So who's the Tana going like in the Mishnah Masechta Shkolim? The Mishnah says Amr Reb Shimon. He says Sheva Dvar Meskinu Bezdin. There were seven different institutions that were made by the court. Vezechemim, and this is one of them, which is going back earlier on the Mishnah where it says that they instituted that if an animal is found in the courtyard of the Beis Hamikdash and they don't know what, so then the libations. Oh, we're going to sacrifice the carbon, but where do we get the nesachim from? It comes from the public's funds. So that's one of the seven. Another one that says over in that Mishnah is, if a non-Jew sends his carbon oila from overseas, and he sends with it its libations, because shlamim oilas, those are supposed to have libations that are poured with it, so then it's sacrificed from his own wine. Vimla, but if he didn't send with it, so then Krav Mishal Tzibur, the institution of the Bezin was, and it has to come from the public's funds. One thing says the Gemara, but Lema, let's say this, that it says that if the non-Jew sent along libations, that we bring the wine from his wine, let's say that that Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yisrael Glilim, Lo Rabbi Kiva, because Rabbi Kiva said, no, the only thing you can bring is Ha'ila, and not wine from the Sachem. Says the Gemara, no, I felt him, Rabbi Kiva, you could even say the Tan over there is like Rabbi Kiva. Because when he says Ha'ila, means Ha'ila b'chol chaver seha, means the Ha'ila and all that comes with it. The Nesachim comes with the Karban Ayla. He could bring an Ayla and all that comes with it. Therefore, he could bring the Nesachim. He can't bring the Nesachim by itself. But when it comes as an auxiliary, as a secondary to the Ayla, that could be brought with it too. On this theme, the Gemara asks, Mat Tana L'Hod Tana Rabban. Who's the Tana of the following Braisa? It says in the Pasuk Ezrach, the resident, which refers to a Jewish person, where in that context, the Pasuk is talking about doing the proper sacrifices for Hashem, a pleasant aroma, which teaches us that Ezrach may be Nesachim. A resident, a Jewish person, he could bring nesachim libations. But a non-Jew cannot bring wine for libations, again, if it's not part of a carbon ayla. Now, if you would think, as we're saying, it's only an ezach, so you would think that actually, that even when he brings a carbon ayla, that actually his ayla does not require libations with it. No, that's what it says over there in the pasuk kacha, which sounds like ikuva has to be like this, that every ayla has to have nesachim with it, even if it's the ayla of a non-Jew. So says the Gemara, Mani, who's this Bryce alike? Lawyer basically, but lawyer Bekiva, it's not like either one of them. Why? As the Gemara explains, Ir basically, it's like basically how Amafaliyai Nami. He says that even wine could come by itself, as he had said. He said, how do you not include Eifis and wine by itself, which are Nesachim that he could bring it? And here in this Bryce, it says that the non-Jew cannot bring Nesachim, because it says only the Ezrach. And Ir Bekiva, if the Bryce is like a Bekiva, Ha'amar Oila in Midechrin Yilah. He says, no, that the only thing that can be brought, he could bring his oil and nothing else, including Nesachim. And here it says that the oil that he brings requires with it Nesachim. Says the Gemara, Ibay Semir Bisek Lili, if you want, you could say it's like a Bisek Lili. Ibay Semir Bikibi, if you want, you could say it's like a Bikiba. How so? Ibay Semir Bisek Lili, if you want, you could say it's a Bisek Lili. Because Sami Mehi Yain, you have to delete where it said in the previous Brisa that he said that you could include wine, because actually, no, he learns out from this Brisa that Ezrach says that the non-Jew cannot bring wine. So therefore, it could be like him. And all those things that he included, Eifis, one of them was not including that of wine. Or Vibay Semir Bikibo, if you want, you can say like a Bikibo, like we said before, that Oila V'chol Chaveirata, that yeah, when he says you can bring the Oila, it means everything that's with it, which includes the Nesachim of it. And which actually seems to be like the Brisa is saying, that you cannot bring your own Nesachim, but you could bring it as it comes with the Karban Ayla. Now the Mishnah said, Reb Shimon Naima, he said, Michas Chayti Shel Kana B'chulu, he disagreed with the Tana Kama. Tana Kama says, the Michas Kain, the Michas Chayti B'Kain, as in every Michas Kain, the it's all burnt on the Mizbeach. So what's the utility of it? Like a regular Yisrael, his Mechus Chayte, you take off a fistful, burn on Mizbeach, the rest is eaten by the Kehanim, it's anyways not going to be eaten. Tanakh Kama says all of it is burnt as one on the Mizbeach. Shimon disagrees. He says, no. What you do is, you take off a Kemitza, you burn it on the Mizbeach, and then you take the leftovers and you burn the Mizbeach too. So says the Gemara, Menon Mele, where do we know this halacha of Reb Shimon from? Says the Gemara, turn around like within the Braisa. The Tanakh Kama says, the Pasuk says in Meyikram, and in Parakeh Pasuk Gimel, says that the Kohen will atone for him, for the sinner who had sinned, from one of these types of ways of sinning, and there will be an atonement for him. Where the Pasuk says, that it should be for the Kohen, like a flower offering. Now this Pasuk is by Minchas Chayte, it's talking about by a sinner's flower offering. So what do these words teach when it says, it should be for the Kohen, like a mincha? Says the Tana Kama, it's telling you that the service of the Minchas Chayte should be kosher by him, meaning by the Kohen who had sinned himself. He himself will go ahead and sacrifice his own mincha. And that's how you expand the pasuk. In other words, if it's the Kohen himself, it will be kosher for him to sacrifice it. What? Like a mincha, meaning like his own minchas nadava. When he brings his own mincha, he can sacrifice it himself. So here, when he's the sinner himself, he could also sacrifice it. And that says the Tana Kama to Omer Shetehei Avodasik Sheirba. Is that really what it's teaching us when it says V'hois La Kohen Kemincha, that the Kohen it will be for himself like his own regular Michas Nadava, that he's vowed to do the Avod himself? Or maybe no. What the pasuk is saying is that if it's the Kohen's, when it says Kemincha, it means to say it should be like the Michas Chayte of Yisrael, which is that the leftovers are eaten. And that actually, lahata minchas chayte shakam, is actually coming to permit the leftovers of the Kohen's sin flour offering, that actually it should be eaten by Kehanim. Benuman mekayim sahar. We fulfill the pasuk in Meyukra that says b'chol miches koyin, any flour offering that a koyin brings kol tia should be totally burnt on the mizbeach. Lo yisayachal shouldn't be eaten. I would say that's miches nedvasai. That pasuk is only talking about when he's donating a mincha. But from this pasuk, we'll actually say that it's saying that his obligatory sin offering mincha, actually the leftovers should be eaten by the kohanim. Tamalayma says the Tanakhama, that's what the pasuk would be teaching. That no, it's going to be for the kohen like his other menachas. So too will be his minchas chayva of his chayte. That makish chayvas l'nedvase. It's equating his obligatory mincha to his donated mincha. It's just like his donated one's not eaten. So too, his obligatory one is not going to be eaten. Which actually, Shidim Gabetz and Ois Ches asks, well, how do we understand the Tanakama? If you're saying that that's what you need the pasuk for to say, is coming to say this drasha, that his leftovers are not eaten, so then how do you know, as the Tanakama says, you know from this pasuk, that Abadasik Sherba, that he could do his own avayde in his own mechas chayte? In other words, even though it's not during his own mishmer, his time when he's supposed to do the avodah. So that says Shidim Gubetzah, what the Talikam is essentially saying, which you actually learn out both things from this pasuk, it's because if you did not need it to write it for, in other words, because if you didn't need it for this drasha that Abadusik shared by, then the pasuk should not have mentioned this idea. And of course I would have known that his mincha is not eaten, because we know that from the pasuk it says the mincha's kain is not eaten. But from the fact that you needed to write it to expound this idea of a dasik sherebai, so that's what we're saying. Or once we're saying it, we're going to equate also when it says that it's equating him kemincha to equate his obligatory mincha to that of his donated one, that you shouldn't say that it's like the mechaz chayte of Yisrael. But had we not said anything, we would have obviously said it's just like his all other menachas, which are not eaten. It's just that once we're saying it, we learn out both ideas from this pasuk. But that's the opinion of the Tanakam. But what we wanted it for was Amar Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon disagrees. And he says, how can you say that drasha? Does the pasuk say that it's going to be for the kohen like his mincha? You're saying that what do we learn out from this? That we're equating his mincha's chayva with his mincha's nedava. Whether that means to say that it's the leftovers are not eaten, or whether like the primary halacha Tanakhama is saying is that he gets to do the avodah like his own mincha's nedava. It doesn't say that. It just says it's going to be for the kohen like a mincha. Doesn't say for his own mincha. Ella rather disagrees with Shimon. He expounds the pasuk as follows. He says, Lahakish, what the pasuk is coming to do is coming to equate, as you continue to talk about Ayin Dalem and Aleph, Minchas Chayte Shel Kahanim is coming to equate, as the pasuk there is talking about Minchas Chayte, and as we're expounding the pasuk, it's talking about even the Kohen's own Minchas Chayte. Kemincha Chayte Shel Yisrael, yeah, it is comparing it Kemincha like a regular Mincha, that of a non Kohen. What's it teaching? To show you that just like a non-kohen's minchas chayte, a kmitzah is taken off and burnt on the mizbeach, of minchas chayte shakan mikmetzes, also saying that the minchas chayte, not like the tanakama of our mishnah, it actually we do kmitzah on it and it's burnt on the mizbeach. Now, then you would say, okay, ima minchas chayte shalisol nikmetzes b'shiren nechalen. So just like the a non-kohen's flour sin offering, you do kmitzah and the rest is eaten by kahanim. So maybe we should then extend that also and say that the mechaz chayte b'kahanim, you do kmitza and the leftovers are eaten by the kahanim. Tamalayma, that's the pasuk says. No, la koyin kemincha. Says, for the koyin, it should be like a mincha of a Yisrael, which teaches, la koyin kemincha. In other words, regarding what is contingent on the koyin, regarding a mechaz chayte of a Yisrael, what does the koyin do? What is his activity? Is the kmitza. For that, it's going to be like a mechaz Yisrael. But it's not going to be in regards to the laws of the fire of what the Mizbeach does. Regarding that, it's not going to be like a regular Minchas Yisrael. Because regarding the Minchas Chayte, it's obviously, it's not going to be the same. Because by Minchas Chayte Yisrael, it's eaten, and here it's going to be put onto the fire. So then how, Kate said, how so? What do you mean? You're saying you do Kemitza, but it's not going to be eaten? That's like the opinion of Reb Shimon Mishnah, because claim it's karav ba'atzmai, b'shirayim karav ba'atzmai, yes, it's put on the fires, but you do kemitza, because you do the kemitza, you burn the kemitza separately, and then you take the leftovers and burn it on the fire too. That's the opinion of Reb Shimon, as we said in our Mishnah. Now, the Gemara asked in the Tanakhama, that the Tanakhama had said that, oh, so what's the pasuk teaching? He says, not like Reb Shimon, it's teaching that the kohen could do his own minchas chayte. And that is the Gemara. Is that really where you know that the kohen could do his own avodah and his own carbon? You know from a different source. The Brisa says, where do we know that a Kohen comes and he sacrifices his own carbon, which he's obligated to bring, that he can bring it whenever, at any time that he wants to, even when it's not during his own group of Kohanim that is supposed to do it. Tamalemi, you know from the Pasuk Devarim. Says the Vav v'chol avas nafshi, he comes as his heart's desire, as the pasuk there says v'chiyavi ha-levi, which in 24 places in the Torah when it says levi really means the kahanim v'sheiris, and he could do the avoda. So this is where you know it from, not from the pasuk that we're bringing over here in the machlekes with Reb Shimon. Says the Gemara, no, ima hasim, if we only had that pasuk, havamina, I would have said hanemili davar shein ba'al chet. That's only if he's bringing a korban that's not coming for a sin. Avodav shabal chet emaloi, but something that comes for a sin, not. Therefore, this pasuk has tumah miches chayte, saying that la kain kemincha, that even for the kain's own miches chayte, he could do it himself. Still, the Gemara asked, but v'ha nami v'ha nafki, is it really learned out from this pasuk of by the miches chayte? Mahasam nafki, no, from a different pasuk in Bamidbar. The pasuk says v'chipar akoyin ala nefesh hashagegas, that the kain will atone for the one who sinned by mistake. Bechet the bishkago, who sinned by mistake. Now, from the fact that it says hanefesh hashagagas, I know it's told about someone who sinned by mistake. What's the need for these unnecessary words, seemingly bechat bishkaga? Rather, what the pasuk is saying is that even if the kohen himself has sinned, melamet shakohen meskapel, the atzma teaches that the kohen could atone for himself through himself. So you see that he could do and bring his own carbon even when he sinned. Why are you saying that? You're learning out from this pasuk of v'hoyis lakohen kemincha. Says the Tana Kama, no. Imahu havamina, had we only had that pasuk that you're bringing over there in Bamidbar, so I would have said hanimila b'shoigig. That's only talking about that if he's bringing a chatas for that he sinned by mistake. I'm amazed, but if he's bringing a chatas for something that he did deliberately, because there are cases for that one brings a minchas chayte, like by Shmias Koil, if someone heard that he's supposed to say a testimony and he sweared falsely that he brings a carbon oil of a yard and he's very poor, he brings a minchas chayte, which the Gemara says increases. There are four situations where someone brings just like a shagig, so to deliberately, and Shmias Koil is one of them, because it doesn't say benelim, that there was a lapse of awareness, even if he was deliberately. So then I would say loy, that he cannot bring the atonement through himself because he sinned deliberately. Kamash Malan, that's what our pasuk is teaching. Even if he did it deliberately, he could bring his own karban chatas. And that the Gemara clarifies, b'mezer achem heichem shkachas, like where do you find a deliberate sin that brings a miches chayte? That's bezadin shvur, like we said, that if someone deliberately swore falsely regarding known testimony, that he has to bring a karban chatas, and he's very poor, he brings the miches chayte. That's the halacha that we're learning out, according to Tana Kama, from v'hoyis lakohen kemincha, again, not like Reb Shimon, who, as we brought the source for his opinion for that in the Mishnah, that he says it's actually the source of that, it's like the miches yisrael, that's nekmetzes, and although the pasuk says, lakohen kemincha, that, but loy le'ishim kemincha, so it's not eaten, but it's that the kmitza is burned separately, and then the shirayim are also burned separately.